From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Casca, The Legionnaire, by Barry Sadler. Chapter 1. Ashes swirled around him, a gray snowstorm whipped into life by the flames which were devouring the heart of the Third Reich. Cyclones of fire reached for the sky, sucking the air out of the lungs of any who ventured too close to the whirlwinds of searing, cleansing death. The Panzer soldier hunched over, his camouflage jacket trying to spark and burn, but the coals were smothered by the ashes, which starved the hungry fire. A 10-story building crashed to his left, collapsing in on itself as the frame was eaten away to leave only a skeletal shell. The insides had been gutted, and its once human occupants turned into charred puddles of melted tissue. A new barrage thundered from the guns of Rosakovsky's 2nd Belarusian Front, the flash of their muzzle blasts lighting up the horizon as if a great storm were gathering in the distance. Not 2 miles away, he could hear the salvo going overhead to smash near the park. He left the worst of the firestorm behind him as he twisted around a mass of rubble into a street which was amazingly clear of damage. It looked now as it would have 4 years ago. Not a building was touched, and yet, only one street over, not a structure was left standing. The sounds of straining engines reached him. He knew the sounds well. Tanks. The Ivans were moving in, closing the last of the thin distance that separated them from their comrades of the force under Konev and their own 3rd Guards tank army, commanded by Comrade General Zhukov. Once that was accomplished, the